The Stores building, otherwise known as Lot 22, located at the Sawmill Cove Industrial Park, once served as the maintenance and stores building for the former Alaska Pulp Company mill. The mill shut down in 1993. The Industrial Park's website describes the roughly 39,000 square foot building as ideally suited for medium to heavy manufacturing. But Industrial Park Director Gary White admits anyone responding to the city's RFP wouldn't find a turnkey operation.
The building has some deficiencies in it, and the city couldn't find any capital to repair it, and currently the building is closed due to not having sufficient fire suppression equipment into it. And the city, we don't even have the funds to bring that up. So the board's decision was to put that building out for either a long-term lease or a sale to figure out if private industry could come in and put in that much-needed capital to have something beneficial happen.
The city and borough of Sitka opened the RFP in the hope of creating jobs and business opportunities, and in the end received two responses, one from Omega C, a pet food producer who used to operate at the park but is now based in Ohio. The second respondent is Silver Bay Seafoods, a locally owned and operated fish processor who's currently a tenant at the industrial park. A spokesperson was not available for comment from either company. The Sawmill Cove Board of Directors and the City and Borough of Sitka haven't yet started going over the two proposals, but White says he's optimistic.
Well, what I will say is I do feel positive because right now, with no capital budget to fix the buildings and the fact that it doesn't have the required sprinkling system, we can't even lease the building. So the building sits there right now. It brings in no positive income to the city. We still have a liability risk with having that building sitting out there under city ownership. So any proposal will be a positive from the current state.
White also says he didn't know what to expect heading into the process.
I was expecting any and all takers. We advertised it, and we put a lot of effort into letting everyone in town know that building was up for development ideas and that we were actively taking proposals with a set time frame to make something happen. And so I didn't have any pre-positioned, you know, who was going to take it. It was just anybody and all put one in.
White was also careful to clarify that the entity chosen will be responsible for capital improvements on the store's building.
If they come back as they're going to try to purchase the building, then it's up to that private entity to put in the capital needs. And that kind of relieves the cities from having to do so. So the private entity comes and puts in the capital, and they produce jobs, and everybody wins.
According to White, both respondents' proposals include the purchase of the building from the city. The Industrial Park Board of Directors will start the evaluation process during their regular board meeting on June 8th. And White says he's sure that between the board and the city assembly, the best candidate will get the job.
The board will have to get together, dig through both proposals, see which has the most benefit to the city and borough and creates the most jobs, and then we will see how that all shakes out.
In Sitka, I'm Emily Schwing.